We've heard of a lot of interesting date ideas in these second date updates.
Yeah, oh, yeah. People are creative.
But I feel like the woman from today's second date update, she got her inspiration from watching MTV in the early 2000s.
What?
Really?
She must be a big fan of that show, Elimidate. I don't know if anybody remembers that show or not, but don't worry about it. It's not on the air anymore. Anyway, Kenny is on the phone right now. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Before we get into the weird date that you went on, tell us a little bit about the girl you want to call today. What's her name?
So her name's Marianne.
Marianne,
okay,
all right.
And apparently her weird date idea was awesome, though, because you're trying to get a hold of her.
I mean, it definitely intrigued me. It was definitely, I've never seen it before. You know what I mean?
Okay. Before we get into the date, where did you meet Marianne?
We met on Tinder.
Oh, okay.
What did you like about her?
She just seemed really, really cool. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Her pictures weren't just like the standard bathroom selfie. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. She seemed really unique. She had like the Spotify thing, and she had some good music taste. She had some Steve Miller band.
Oh, yeah. I like that on Tinder.
That's always good to like have similar music tastes. Mm-hmm.
Don't know anything about Steven Miller or his band, but I have heard a lot of people that like that. So tell us a little bit about the date.
So she texted me saying, let's meet up. Let's go to a coffee shop. And then she told me that she had 15 minutes. She was giving me 15 minutes to talk to her and hang out with her, but that's it because she was very busy.
But it's kind of like, I mean, that's kind of the thing right now. Like, you do a pre-date. I mean, you have to go through so many people when you're doing online dating apps that it's like, it's a numbers game.
Right, but the interesting part was she told me she was taking 2 hours out of her day to meet with lots of different men in like 15-minute intervals.
Okay.
Speed date.
Shut up.
So she's just sitting at that Starbucks interviewing dates, basically.
Yeah, that really was it.
So wait, hold up. So, I mean, you're cool with that, obviously.
I mean, at first I was kind of like shocked. I didn't think she was being serious, but it really intrigued me. Personally, I've never experienced something like that.
It was like a dating competition.
Yeah. And you don't have time to be shocked. You got 15 minutes, bro.
Yeah, you
got to
get through it.
What did it feel like when you walked into the Starbucks and you knew probably most of the men that were in there were in line to go on a date with the same person you were going on a date with?
It was definitely pretty nerve-wracking. But beforehand, I tried to go in with, you know, a little advantage. You know what I mean? So I decided to try and prepare some topics and questions.
So you are a competitive man. You're up for the challenge.
Well, why not, you know?
And how did it go?
So it went well. I gave her two questions that I thought were the most interesting. You know, they weren't the standard. Where are you from?
What were they?
Yeah.
So the first one was, how long would you give someone after a light goes green before honking at them?
Oh.
Ooh.
Says a lot about a person's patience. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the other one was, if you could kiss any animated character, who would it be?
Oh, my God. Wow. What were her answers?
Yeah.
So the first answer for the stoplight one, her answer was 15 seconds.
Okay. So you give somebody 15 seconds before honking.
That's a solid.
That's a good amount of time. Yeah.
I'd probably give 30.
30?
Yeah.
Whoa, dude, that's a long time.
Yeah. I'd give it 10, maybe tops. Yeah.
Okay, what was the next answer?
Good question.
So I thought this was hilarious, actually. She said He-Man.
She'd make out with He-Man.
Really?
I didn't even think of He-Man.
God, I immediately thought I was going to do it with Aladdin.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I thought Wreck-It Ralph, but that's just me.
Wreck-It Ralph, yeah. He's got nice lips, though.
You know, you could sleep with a female character.
Oh, I thought it was a guy-only question. Well, then it'd be Cinderella.
He just said cartoon character.
All right, so did you like her question? Did you like her answers to those questions?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't really know what I would get out of them. You know, it wasn't like a rigged question. But I definitely thought it was really interesting. And, you know, we actually, in our 15-minute session, we actually went overtime and lasted about, like, 19 minutes.
Ooh.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah, so, like, as I was sitting there, I could see other guys kind of, like, loitering, kind of, like, waiting their turn.
It is like her own little dating competition TV show.
They're like, come on.
That's exactly right.
She must be hot, right?
She's really hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She can get away with
exactly.
This.
For a bunch of dudes to line up for 15 minutes for a shot at going on a real date with her.
I think a lot of women could pull this off. I mean, the confidence it takes to pull this off makes you attractive no matter what your physical attributes are. Did she have a timer set? Like, how did you wrap it up?
She would just look at her phone periodically. There wasn't, like, an alarm but
I wish you didn't have a trap door. As soon as 15 minutes is up,
pushes a button,
fall through the floor, next guy sits there. So how did you end everything then?
When it was all over and we were saying goodbye, I gave her a handshake, which, you know, I thought was appropriate since this is the first time we've, like, hung out, and we've only hung out for, what, 19 minutes?
Yeah, totally.
Now, like, now I'm thinking, oh, maybe I should have gave her a hug or something like that.
And you haven't heard anything from her at all?
Unfortunately, that all took place on a Friday, and so I texted her that night, and I said, hey, it was really cool, you know, going out. I thought it was really funny, really had a really great time. And then she left me on red that Saturday, and I haven't heard from her since last Saturday.
Oh, my God. Aren't you, if it's not you, aren't you curious who she did pick?
I am dying.
Yeah, I bet. All right, well, we'll play a song, and then we'll come back and call her and get your second date update, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right, man, hang on.